Welcome to the Ultra Bros. I'm Valentin.
And I'm Constantine.
And today for episode 2, we'll be talking about creating routines.
That's a thick topic, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that will probably be something that will take many... Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about it over and over again in many episodes because... Pretty much everything we're talking about has something to do with routine.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Let's just start off by saying, what would you want to talk about here? What's the goal for today?
Right. So the structure that we're gonna start and we think is a good structure.
Yeah.
Is we were going to start off the episode by just saying straight out of the gate. Kind of the overarching themes we'll be talking about, obviously relating to routines, but what are like the principles? So even though we'll probably be talking about quite a few things, we'll try to keep our discussion, keyed into these elements. So for me, the things I will be focusing on or trying to, are, you know, really the idea of starting small. You know, creating, you know, making it easy for yourself and the benefits I felt or why I felt that it was very important to stay consistent.
Yeah.
Hopefully for reasons that aren't the obvious stuff that everyone would kind of know off the bat, but some things that I felt, you know,
we gained, yeah.
Yeah, developing these routines and still being in the process. I mean, you know, and yeah, we'll talk about how even some routines we've been doing for who knows how many months are still kind of a struggle. So that's
still hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are my two key points that I'll be focusing mine on.
And I know for me, two things that I really like about routines is, well, first, making sure to always have, you know, the big picture in mind. Always have a vision as to what the goal is. Where do you see yourself? What does this routine help you build in yourself? And the other thing is the synergies that routines help you create. That maybe having one kind of routine set up is almost like a catalyst for several other things in your life that I found got really exciting to me once I started to develop one. It's almost like Lego building where you just start stacking one block onto the other.
Yeah, I think I'm already realizing that this is going to be way more than just
we'll
one.
We'll try and then we'll see what happens.
I think what will happen is we'll finish this episode and realize that we created like some weird monster thing where it's like, man, what are we even talking about?
Okay,
we're all over the place.
So let's get down to it here. Okay, so I wanted to hear for you, when did the first concept of a routine introduce itself in your life? When did you feel like you start understanding it and you attempted for the very first time to make that part of your daily life?
Well, I think everyone, especially our generation or any generation, yeah. I don't know, but I'm assuming especially our generation can relate that we pretty much were always raised and we're always in an environment where people always talked about routines in some way, maybe not directly, but in some way they always referenced to it. You know, the whole, you know, start small, yeah. Not a marathon, or it is a marathon, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like a sprint.
It's a marathon, you know?
Yeah.
All these ideas. You know, there's always these notions how, you know, the big people didn't start off big and all these things.
Yeah.
So we're definitely, you know, thrown like these tidbits of the benefits of routine,
mm-hmm.
And habits. We'll probably be using those interchangeably.
Yeah.
Of habits and routines. But then when it comes down to, all right, okay, I mean, you've convinced me.
Yes.
This sounds great. Sounds like a good deal. And then when you get, obviously it's one of those things, I guess, just like anything, really easy to talk about. And then when you start, it's simple, but it's also really hard.
It seems so basic. Yeah. It's like, how could it go wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I think obviously for me, and I think that's a big thing, growing up, in high school. I never had really routine.
Yeah, I had no concept
Never. Of it. Even first year university.
Every day for me was an adventure.
Yeah, every day was... The only routine was that you were always behind, right? That was was routine.
Trying to survive.
That was the thing that made you feel stable, right? Yeah, that was the thing that was guaranteed every day, is that you would know you would be stressed, you would be unhappy, and you would be, it would just not be a good day. And you knew that tomorrow would be like that, and the day after.
And this was your life, and you just had to be.
And I think a big part of that was mainly because, didn't have structure. I didn't have structure that I created in my own life. Everything was haphazard.
Yeah.
You, oh my God, project, do whatever.
Okay, I guess I'll start working on that.
Now you just got to figure it out, yeah. right? It was never like, okay, and I'm sure, obviously there are people like that who's like, okay, project in a month. Let's, start small, break it into pieces. Yes. Now,
and those people are extraordinary.
Those people
having that inherently.
Yeah, congratulations. I think that's wonderful.
Exactly.
But I think for most of us, that is not the case.
I think it's something that it's a skill.
It's a skill.
I can't think that's something you're born with, although I'm sure there are people. But I think it can, even if you are born with some sort of notion of how to be organized and planning ahead, I think it can always be improved on.
Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it started off with beginning. I realized, and this was, a few months before starting second year. I mean, it was a year ago. So, and I started realizing, I knew this for a very long time, right? I knew for a very long time that the reason why I was unhappy and things like that was mainly because I wasn't doing anything in my life
that was for you.
That made me happy. I wasn't doing anything that allowed me to go to bed at night thinking like, wow, way to go, Valentine.
Yeah.
Way to go. You did that.
You killed it today. Yeah.
Whereas there was none of that. There's a fox out the window. Anyway, that's okay. And so I realized that I definitely wanted the routine, but then obviously when you start off, you kind of have no idea. I mean, and I guess that's another part of the process, is you stumble a lot, right? You try to develop a routine, it doesn't work for whatever reason. Either you weren't into it, not something you enjoyed. I don't know, approach of the wrong mental.
But I think it's so important here, because I think this also happened to me, but to never be discouraged and always try something new. I think being able to be very flexible and to immediately notice what works and what doesn't, and you'll to adapt to that. And then that's the whole point, right? Even to this day, after starting off with kind of developing my morning routines and how I wanted to structure them, I'm constantly trying to see, okay, what's really benefiting me? What's kind of aligned with my longer term goals? What's becoming more of a nuisance? And I'm constantly changing them. Now they're getting longer, they're getting shorter. I'm implementing new things. And so I think that's important, to always be on the lookout for things that you can improve on, because it's always going to be changing. As long as you're aware of what you're spending your time on, because if you start to realize that, well first of all, how long is your routine? Because I think it's
my routine is, I think it's long.
Walk
it's like 6 hours
so
long.
Just for context, now walk us through your routine.
Yeah, so I guess, that's a good idea. And then I can kind of backpedal and try to explain how I got into it. So obviously every morning we both wake up at 5. And that's every morning, like weekends, holidays,
birthdays. You know what's great about doing something every day, like especially in the morning routine, is that you mentioned this, I really like this, is that every day looks the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's because I think a lot of times you happen the weekend and then Monday comes around and it's like, oh, it's terrible.
Mondays and Fridays feel the same.
Yeah,
to
whereas
me.
Now Monday and Friday are kind of the same day. Both days you don't sleep in.
Yeah.
You or Saturday or Sunday. But yeah, so I wake up every morning at 5. Now before when I so yeah, I wake up every morning at 5, then we run. Among other things, we go and run 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we do, come back, do the laundry, just like start the washing machine and stuff. then take a shower, like take a cold shower. Yeah. After that, do stretching, which is about half an hour. Then after that, I'll play the piano.
Well, you give us a time frame here. So you
right. So by the time stretching is done, it's 7:30. So we've already been up for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So it's 7:30 by the time stretching is done. Then 7:30 to 8 is half an hour of piano. Mm-hmm. Then about 8 to 9:30 is meditation. But within that, I won't do an hour and a half. I'll do about an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay.
But within that kind of period. And then once the meditation is done, then I'll do 15 minutes of drawing, do some drawing practice. Then 15 minutes of reading, like my own reading, not school-related reading.
Yeah.
Then once that's done, I'll fold the laundry that we started earlier in the day. So fold the laundry.
Yeah.
Put the laundry away. Yeah, and then after that, we'll go, I'll go make hummus. So I make hummus just because it's so much cheaper than buying hummus.
And it's so good.
And it's healthier.
Yeah.
And it's healthier, like you know what's going into it. Then after that, I will usually look for scholarships for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, not usually. Every day.
Every day.
look for a scholarship for 15 minutes. Then I'll write down I'll write down quickly why it's important that I work hard at school.
Nice.
So I'll try to make it really dark, but realistic. I'll tell myself, like, if you don't work hard at school, your life will be awful. awful.
The worst.
And I make it realistic, you know? And
that is realistic.
And most of the time I'm like, oh my God.
This is terrifying.
Now, and then after that, something that I kind of started a week ago actually, is I'll also write down things I'm grateful for.
Yes.
Just because I thought that was a good mindset to have, you know, because I think it helps you not to get overwhelmed by things when you're...
Yeah.
So anyway.
So that brings you to around what time are you
all
done?
In all, that will go up until 11.
Okay. So that is, first of all, that's really intense. I don't think I'm definitely not that intense. Just to give you, so that's you. And I think.
So that's, yeah. So from 5 to 11 is the same thing every single day for the past few months.
But it's changed though, right?
Oh, it's gotten slightly longer. Like I'll add things.
Yeah.
For example, before the piano wasn't done in the morning, it was done at night.
Yeah.
And then I moved that to the morning. And there's other things, like for example, the scholarships. I only started looking for the scholarships about over a month ago or so.
So that's important to know.
And stuff like that. So it didn't start off like that. And I'll talk about how it started, but I guess you'll talk about your routine before I'll do that.
Yeah. So my routine, I think is definitely, it starts off pretty similar and then we kind of, trail off. And this is interesting because it shows you what, you know, what we're focusing on, where our interests are, and maybe our long-term goals. So obviously I start with the same, right? So 5 p.m. until around 7, I try a little earlier. Obviously sometimes that doesn't work because it's kind of close, but I like to run. This is the stretching and then the grooming happens. Then from 7 to 8, I'll invest in my time into this startup, my Triskelion startup, which is a fun little analytics side project this is a relatively new thing I've been working on. And then from 8 to 8:30, that's when I play piano, so right after you.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he plays piano once I'm done.
that's my marker. And then right after that, my master's is, it was 2 more terms, right? But I'm looking for jobs, so making sure that I'm putting in, at least a little effort every day into job search, anything that'll help me with my future career. And then from there, I like to do 30 minutes of reading, which to me, this changed because it used to be an hour reading every day, but now with the master's and everything, it's been, I'm just happy I'm doing a little bit every day and keeping that consistent. And then from there, basically that sums up, that's the block, and that brings me to 9:30. And then I basically look at, then my kind of thing is I do this daily or weekly slash planner where I look at what's the three key things I need to work on today. And I have four things, four, you know, my favorite lines or quotes that I want to remember for the day. And then I go for it. Right. So one thing that's important to know, when I start, and I asked you the question, when it started for you, for when it started for me, this is why I'm so grateful for writing, how that has been having like a trickle down effect in my life, is that when we started running, I look back on my Fitbit, right? When I used to run and what was my schedule like, I see how it was like all over the place. Times it was like I would run at, you know,
11:59 at night.
Yeah, exactly. Try again that run, right? And these were short runs. This is just as we got
super short.
Yeah. Just as we got started, and it was like anything under 5. It was 2 miles, 3 miles at most. It was like 4 times a week, and it was so sporadic. It was, you know, one time I was able to wake up early, got around 6. I was feeling amazing. The next day I was lacking behind. Trying to get in the middle of the day. You know, I was still not sure what I felt about it. Obviously, I was running with you. We were on the same schedule. So having that accountability buddy, I know, helped a lot. But it was crazy. And I started realizing as I started doing this is that, well, it sucks when I run at night. I really hate it. I knew that running at night was the worst thing to me. Some people love it. I just couldn't get my, it was out because I was feeling exhausted.
Yeah, you finish the day, the last thing you want to do is... especially when it's cold, put some shoes on, some whatever.
I always admire people that can
go outside.
That can run, you know, positively at night.
That's true. I don't enjoy running at night.
Yes. So I think we started to talk about, I think it's probably around, we started running around December 1st. And then I think around January, we started realizing that, okay, let's try to wake up earlier. Let's try and make this like every day. Not every day, but when we had our running days, that we started a certain time, and we started with that. And then obviously I remember how spotty that this was, and how like some days we were just like, okay, I'm sorry, I slept in, or this episode.
Oh yeah. I mean, that took a really long time to do this consistently.
I remember being I think we just always got excited. And I think that brings back to one of the points I want to bring is, having that routine kind of start in my head, just to think in my head, like, what would it look like? You know, what would I be able to accomplish if I stuck to this, you know? And I just made sure that every morning, you know, I did a little something, I wasn't huge. I never go to the gym. I'm not a fan of weights, but if I did a little, like, it was like a 2-minute plank, or just, you know, as many pushups as I can do until my arms were sore, right? Or did the run. If I can, I started thinking, like, imagine, and I was never, you know, we basically did sports, right? We never got anything. And then when we got to university, that it was kind of like, we didn't really have that. We weren't really registered to any sports. So it's kind of, I wanted to stay healthy, and that was important to me. So maybe this was kind of the best way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
So having that, and I started, you know, and I think that's how it started. It started with like these things where we had to run, and then from there, it kind of I thought we started being able to wake up earlier and earlier, to the point where we decided, okay, let's just stick to 5. And then on days where I didn't run, I decided, well, maybe I can do something else. I wanted to make sure that it was consistent every day, because that I think has some definitely benefits for your, you know, your brain and your sleep schedule, and make sure that you have something consistent.
Yeah, and I think it's also, you're making it easier for yourself. Let's be honest. Let's say. And this was definitely the case for me. Let's say, you know, you don't run all week, and then someone tells you, all right, you're going to run 10 miles on a Saturday, right? Which is the change. Like, the shift is so big from 0 all week to 10 that it's such like a, it's so out of what you're used to. It's so out of your standard that it's pretty hard. Right. If you ask anyone to do something that's that far away from what they're used to, it's pretty hard to do. And so for us, the last thing I wanted was to have a running schedule where even after weeks and months, it still was hard to motivate myself, just because I was still used to what it was like to not run, you know? Yeah. And I know this would happen sometimes where, let's say I didn't run on a Friday and because we didn't have that in our training plan, and then we're supposed to run on Saturday, you kind of remember what it's like not to run on Friday. And you're like, man, that was pretty great. That was
a great day, yeah.
Now, obviously, there's like two sides to that coin. You know, also having rest is obviously fantastic because it puts you in the mindset where it's like, you know, even if you don't want to do it, you're like, hey, just do it. Tomorrow's a rest day.
Exactly.
You know, so point. Obviously, and when we started off, we had rest days.
Oh my God.
We didn't start. And if we started off running every day, we could not have done it at all. But so now that that's kind of like a general overview of the routines, I think it'd be cool to ask how I start off. So me, I think this really started off for me a year ago. Now, I was such a lazy person. I mean, what I looked like, I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. First of all, I never changed out of my pajamas.
Oh my God.
Ever.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ever. So
those were just your clothes.
And I, you know, maybe showered once a week, you know. So, and I would wake up every day at like 12 or 11.
But you went to bed at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I went to bed 2 in the morning because I was watching TV, playing video games, you know, doing other things that were not helpful to me in any way.
Right.
And so obviously, you know, and I think anyone can relate to this, spend every single day waking up at some random hour.
Yeah.
Eating food that isn't super healthy, right? Because when you're in that state, you're not going to go eat vegetables.
You don't
right?
really care.
You're in your pajamas. You don't give. You're kind of embarrassed to, you know, of yourself. You don't care. You're like, you know what? Vegetables. No, screw vegetables. Where's the sugar or whatever?
So the last you're concerned.
Whereas, exactly. You know, you just grab some bread or, you know. So you're not eating very healthy. Obviously, the self-talk isn't great. Because you feel like a loser. Let's be honest. You feel like a loser.
You don't feel good, but it's important to keep things in perspective.
Right? And then, yeah, but obviously if you do that once a week, that's different. But if you do it every day, I mean, I was doing this every day for months.
Yeah.
For months. And so obviously, you know, at the end of the day, you know, one time you're like, it's nice to, you know, I have to relax, have some fun, which is fantastic, obviously.
Yes,
it's important to do.
Yeah.
But when you do that every single day, after months, you start telling yourself, like, clearly I'm not, this isn't relaxing.
This is a full-time job.
I don't need the rest, you know, so,
yeah.
And that was me. That was, I think that you could really sum up a few years of my life as that.
Yeah.
Except when I had to get dressed to go to school.
That's another thing, right? When you look at the, you know, life, that's a big word. And sometimes I feel like it's so easy to forget how long that is, you know, and how much time really we have. You know, sure, life is going to go by fast, but I think we have to stop and remember that there's still like a lot of time here. And what do you spend your time on?
But I feel like that's not necessarily a good thing to think that you have a lot of time.
No, but I think what I'm trying to say is that. Like you have a lot of time, right? And I think these days compound over each other. So if you do one thing every day, whether that's, you know, wake up late or and that one thing could be like playing video games, or it could be just watching YouTube or just being like, if you do this like consistently, right, where you do something that's maybe not that's not a great habit, that you know isn't maybe the healthiest, that isn't helping you achieve anything, and you do that consistently, like that adds up over time. And like, and then think about, okay, well, let's think about all the time I spend doing something that, you know, doesn't make me happy. And I'm not talking about the rest days because I know it's important to have rest days. It's important to have breaks. I'm talking about things that really you're not proud that you do. That doesn't make you happy inside. It's not restful for you. It's just something that it's because you procrastinate or it's because something that, it just doesn't fulfill you. And then from there, you kind of realize that, well, imagine if I took that time and I made it into something where it was something that really made me feel great about myself, would allow me to go to bed and feel accomplished, feel like, wow, today was a great day. Even if it was just 5 minutes. And I love what I love about this, and I always remember, is like when you started practicing piano, I started later because I know you started in the summer, and you literally start with 5 minutes a day.
Yeah,
which is insane.
Which wasn't the goal initially. Obviously, like any sensible person, what are you going to learn with 5 minutes a day?
Exactly.
Right. So initially, I was like, okay, look at me. You know, I'm running. I'm waking up early, kind of sometimes.
Yeah.
This was, you know, a few months ago. I was like, you know, look at me. I'm Mr. Willpower over here, Mr. Discipline.
Yeah.
Just slap on another habit and I'll just kill it. So obviously I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I know. I think I had like a calendar or something. I was like, all right, 1 hour of piano every day. I can do that. Obviously tanked, like just totally was not able to. I think I might have done it once.
Yeah.
And then was not able to stick to it. And then obviously, I don't know how long that lasted, but it lasted as long as I kept, as I continued to lie to myself, you know, as long as I kept telling myself like, oh, I'm this huge guy. I can do this. I can take this on.
Look at conquer the world.
I'm Mr. Macho Man. As long as I kept telling myself that, then I was never able to create the habit, right?
Yeah.
Because what I was trying to do was fundamentally not in line with who I actually was, right? I was trying to develop a habit that would have worked if I was like this super self-disciplined, willpower, hardcore kind of guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, 1 hour a day, easy. But I wasn't that person. I'm still not.
Yeah.
No, I'm still not that person.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. But that's another part of the habits. I'm hoping the habits will turn me into that person. But going back to that, so then I kept struggling with that. And I think I struggled with that for a while. Up until the day where I accepted that, okay, screw that. I'm not going to do 1 hour. I'm going to do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I have to do. And obviously it's important to really tell, you know, a lot of people say like, okay, I'll do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But in real life, but in the back of their head, they're saying, yeah, but if I only do 5 minutes, I'll be pretty upset. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sitting down. I'm trying to trick myself.
So maybe you try, you know, a line.
No, but what I'm saying is, but I really did like the moment I hit the 5 minutes, I had a timer.
Yeah.
The moment I hit the 5 minutes, it was done. Yeah. I did what I had to do. And obviously, just like anything, if you start with 5 minutes every day or even shorter or a bit longer, and you do it every day, eventually that's going to become really easy. You know, eventually playing for the piano for 5 minutes. Now, the amount it takes, I guess, depends on the individual.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I honestly think it took me like a month where I was playing, you know, and then eventually, okay, I think I can increase it to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then it's easy. You know, the jump from 5 to 10 is really easy.
Yeah.
When 5 minutes is really easy, so you go to 10, then you keep doing that. And obviously, again, learning a piece 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, you're not going to go far. I think anyone who's, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to be a virtuoso.
But that's not the point. The whole point is we want to create the habit of playing the piano. Yeah. If your goal, if you're sitting down the piano and you're like, my goal is to become an extraordinary pianist, you're probably going to discourage yourself really quickly, right?
You have to be realistic, yeah.
Because you realize how far away that goal is.
Yeah.
But that was never my goal. My goal is like, no, I mean, I'll learn this piece whenever I learn that piece. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Yeah.
But I'll learn it when I'll learn it. The goal is not actually learning the piece. The goal is developing the habit of playing every day. And the thing is, if you play every day or if you have a consistent habit, you know, 4 times a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And you put the effort, you don't just sit there, right? You actually practice. You don't go 100%, but you put some effort. It's impossible not to improve.
Right.
It's literally impossible.
Yeah.
So
even if you try.
If you try not to improve, you won't improve. If you just sit there and do nothing. But as long as you're actually putting some kind of effort and you keep doing it, you will improve.
Yeah. I think it's important to make it to highlight, you know, we were saying routine here, but I think what we're really saying is morning routine, right? I think there's something about having something like a solid framework of something you do when you start your day.
Well, I think the great thing about morning routines is two things. One, you have less excuses for yourself. So I know for me, I mean, it's so easy to come up with excuses not to do things.
That's,
you know,
true, yeah.
I have to make dinner, or, you know, I have to be, you know, everyone's playing a game. I can't just, you know, I can't be a hermit and leave them. You know, I have to be part of the family, or, you know, someone needs help. And most of those reasons increase dramatically at night.
Yes.
Because that's when people are around. That's when people are doing stuff.
You're working on stuff.
You know, exactly. Yeah. Stuff happened during the day. You know, something might happen and then you have to go to the store.
Yeah.
You have to go buy something to fix.
Groceries, yeah.
Things happen during the day. They just do, you know. You learn halfway through the day that you had a project you didn't know about. But doing 4 days.
Do you know what time of the day where nothing happens?
5 a.m.
Whenever.
Nothing happens at 5, ever.
Ever.
Doesn't matter what day it is.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what day it is. No, you know, everyone's sleeping. No one is sending you emails or texting you. Not that, I mean, our point in our lives at university also, student, anyone's emailing us.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, nothing really happens. So nothing gets in your way. So you give yourself a better chance of success. And I guess this goes back to me of, you know, making things easy for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and Kasi and I, we have different personalities. So we have different approaches to that. But I really needed to make things as easy as humanly possible. Yeah. So I mean,
controlling your environment. If that getting, I know that sometimes we do this if it's really, we know it's going to be tough the next morning, but we get dressed in our running clothes.
Yeah, I mean, I remember at the beginning,
exactly, before we go to bed.
Because let's be honest, that is at 5 in the morning.
That's an obstacle.
Even not at 5, let's say at 6. You know, anytime you're waking up in the morning, you know, and, you know, the house is cold. And sometimes, all the time, when you're tired, everything is so much harder, right?
Yes,
so you'll obviously getting out of bed is not hard, but getting out of bed when you're tired, you're sleepy, and realizing you have to take your PJs off, be cold, and then put your workout clothes on,
that is
a huge barrier. And I know sometimes when I went to bed really late, so I knew that the next day I was going to be really tired waking up. I had to be honest with myself. I had to be like, you know what? The chances that I wake up are a lot lower now.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to make it easier for myself. So if that means I'm fully dressed in bed, then, you know, it does make things easier, and that can make a difference.
And I'm just realizing now that I don't want to give the impression that, you know, we're not robots in the sense, you know, we kind of walk this through. Most of the time, I think I'm at a point where basically over 9% of the time I'm able to get my routine pretty accurately down between 5 and 9:30. But I think just last week, I was unable to, and I failed. I'd been going to bed pretty late the few days prior, and I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself, and you'll have those days.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to be okay with that. Like as much as you want to beat yourself down, I couldn't. You have to be, you know, gracious with yourself. I think it's important to know that whenever something is like something especially when you're in the process, and I know I'm very much still, you know, in the midst of it, in the midst of
still developing,
learning more, of getting to know what works for me and trying new things. And I know I will fail, right? I acknowledge that, and I think it was,
we do, yeah.
And I know last week, I don't think I ran. Like I had something I had to submit, and the second I didn't do it in the morning, then, you know, I pushed it back. I said, I'll run at night. And this, like, I think this was like the first time in like over several months where this happened, and it was not a great feeling, right? But it happens, and I kind of have to keep on reminding myself not to, you know, beat up myself about it, because that's not helping anybody, right?
Yeah.
It's, I think what's important to know is kind of identify, okay, what went wrong there. And it was obviously very clear, right? As well, I've been going to bed way too late before. And I have to make sure that if I really want to get up, I have to make sure that, you know, if I do go to bed late, you know, one night, I can do fine. Two nights, I can recover. I can wake up at 5.
Yeah.
But three or more, I think I start to realize, like, okay, well, maybe start thinking about either going to bed really early, you know, like we're talking, I really make sure you're sleeping by 8 or 7. Or even just taking a nap during the day and trying to gain that sleep back.
But I guess that's the other thing of, you know, the whole idea of these habits are, you know, they're hard to stick to, even though, you know, we've been doing, like, we've been waking up consistently at 5 every single day for at least 6 months now.
This is a myth. I know what you're about to say.
Oh, well, I was actually, but that too, well, I think we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. But one of the things that, you know, I don't remember what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Well, I was just,
yeah, you go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Well, I like, you know, you'll read these articles about waking up early, waking up at 5, whatever, doing a routine, and I don't know what's the recipe now, but I remember reading something like, if you keep a habit up for, I think, was it 33 days? What was it? 60 days?
Well, okay. The first time I ever heard of it was a week.
Oh God.
And then I was like, oh, look at me. I didn't buy my nails for a week. I guess I'm cured.
It's automatic now, isn't it? I'm a robot now.
And then it was pretty obvious. Okay, obviously 7 days is a joke. Yeah. So that's not true.
And we're talking about how long does it take before a habit becomes just ingrained in
you? Before something becomes a habit, right? So that's and there's like, oh, new research comes out. It's 14 days. And you're like, oh, that's the problem.
There we go.
Okay, so I do 14 days and then day 15 comes along and you kind of throw your arms in the air, right? Because you're like, it's automatic now. I don't have to put the effort. I've
got this under control. Yeah, exactly.
And then that's gone. And then it's like 30 days. And then the longest one that I read, and then after this, I just stopped reading this kind of stuff, was 66 days.
Yeah.
And now I've realized that you always have to work at it.
You always have to
work. It has been who knows how many months. And this morning, actually over the past few mornings,
yeah,
I've been waking up, first of all, feeling terrible.
Feeling?
Because I'm waking up, I'm like, oh my God.
Not this
and
again.
I just want to sleep in. You know, that's it. And then, you know, there's a self-talk and...
Yeah.
And I will be honest though, I have noticed that the habit is settling in.
Yes.
But it took a very long time. Like I'll notice that I'll have self-talk. And before, for months at the beginning, whenever I got into the, you know, when they say like, don't talk to yourself, just go out and do.
Yeah.
I can definitely see how that's true because whenever I would get into the self-talk, I would always lose.
Yeah.
You know, I would always lose.
That was too much.
I would always lose the debate. Yeah. I would always lose. And I would always lose for a very long time.
Yes.
But it's only now I've noticed after, you know, running for over 12 months, waking up at 5 a.m. consistently every day for at least...
Which in the grand scheme of things is nothing, right? We're acknowledging that this, in the grand scheme of life, this is such a pebble.
Oh, yeah. It's a tiny thing. Yeah.
I think it's important that we're trying.
But we're trying. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. And that's what's the whole show. But, you know, I mean, and that's me going back to this morning in the past few mornings.
Yeah.
It's, I have these two projects due, you know, in the next few days.
Oh, yeah.
Which, and I, you know, I put the effort in school. I work hard. I don't, you know, I do put in a lot of effort, I think.
Yeah.
And these projects, I just haven't really been able to do.
Just get a handle on?
Just get a handle on. I just have not been able, you know, I'm sure everyone can understand. I don't really have to explain it. But I just can't grab onto it, you know. I can't grab onto it and, you know,
it's
anyway.
It's an annoying feeling, yeah.
And so I wake up in the morning and I realize, you know, it's the 6-hour routine. It's a bit long, it is, you know. Huge chunk of my day.
I think that's important. My routine.
I mean, I think my routine is a bit ridiculous. I think if I talk to anyone, other than whoever's listening. But before this, we don't really talk about it because I don't think anyone cares.
No,
right? no one gives about your routine, you know? I mean, the reason we're talking about here is because we're hoping eventually we can talk to other people about it and, you know, help each other out.
Yeah.
I need help.
We're all figuring it
out, yeah. So, same boat. But then I'll wake up and I'll feel terrible because I'm like, you know, I'm putting so much effort. I'm trying so hard.
Yeah.
You know, I'm putting a lot of effort.
You wanna...
And I feel so stressed with school because these projects, you know, I want to do well. I want to get good grades.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell myself, like, do I just not do it today? You know, do I just sleep in a bit and then...
Well, that's a great point, right? Do you just... that? And I know I do this a lot. It's like, you know, what's the benefit of not doing my morning routine? And just starting to work right now. Imagine if I just woke up at 5 and just start working. And sometimes that's very tempting. But I know that by the end of the day, I'll know that I would have procrastinated.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what I tell myself.
I would have procrastinated.
Yeah. I tell myself if I give myself the extra 6 hours, I will find a way to throw it away.
Exactly.
You know? So there's definitely something to be said about being put in situations where you have no choice. But I mean, everyone listening, I'm sure, can agree that, you know, the night before something is due, they are the most productive and clear and well thought out person in the world.
You want to hear one of the best motivators of all time? A deadline.
Deadline. So when you were saying earlier, the whole idea of being aware that you have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Why I thought that that's not a good thing. Because, I mean, that was a big reason why I procrastinate and I still do a ridiculous amount. but not as much as I did before. It was before is, you know, I would go to bed at any time, right? I would go to bed at 4 in the morning or 11 at night. Didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
So let's say I had a project due, I don't know, in 2 days. Instead of telling myself, you know, I only have this much time, I'll be like, no, I have 48 hours, right? Because technically,
Oh, this is bad. I do this too.
Technically, you do have 48 hours.
That's exactly how much
time
you have.
So the moment you trick yourself into thinking, and 48 hours is a lot of time. That is enough time. I mean, if you actually use every minute of those 40 hours productively, you can make extraordinary work.
Absolutely.
And we trick ourselves into thinking that 40 hours is enough time, which it is. Whereas if you have a routine, and a routine that takes up a lot of your time, you start realizing earlier on, you know, a few weeks before the deadline or a week or a few days that, you know, I actually don't have that much time.
Yeah.
I actually don't. I have to get started on things. Now, obviously, do I still scramble at the end? Of course.
Of course you do.
You have to. But I'm getting better.
Yeah.
But talking about, obviously, because I want to make sure I stick to my idea of, you know, making things easy, starting small. And we're talking, I know you were mentioning stuff about how, you know, you're developing all these things and how hard it is, you know, still hard to wake up early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I knew for me, my personality is, again, I wanted things to be easy. So I try to create an environment where you make it easy for yourself to succeed. So, I mean, I think it's common sense. If you want to be able to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning consistently, the easiest way to do that is to go to bed early. That's it. That's the easiest way. You know, you could motivate yourself.
Yeah.
You could develop incredible willpower. You could, I don't know, have coffee waiting for you next to your bed in the morning.
Oh, God, yeah.
Have someone slap you in the face. I don't know. I'm sure there's, you know, you could buy special alarm clocks with those balls that go flying around.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, there's some, and I'm sure the list never ends. I'm sure some, you know, people have thought crazy ideas, but at the end of the day, the easiest thing, well, actually it's not really the simplest thing,
right? The most straightforward
thing. The most straightforward thing, and probably the healthiest for you,
yeah,
is to go to bed at, you know, 8, and you have a full at least 8 hours of sleep.
Well, whenever it works for you.
Yeah, whenever it works for you. I mean, for me, I need 8 hours of sleep. I mean, I do. And for me to get 8 hours of sleep, I need to be in bed for 9 hours.
Yeah.
Which means for me to wake up at 5 consistently, I need to be in bed by 8. Now, obviously, there's a, you know, maybe once a week or once every, you know, or 2 days in a row where I'll go late after that. But I will put the effort to go to bed, to be in bed at 8.
Yeah.
So I give myself the chance. So obviously waking up at 5, you know, for some reason is still annoying.
Yeah.
But at least it's not the same as waking up at 5 with 5 hours of sleep. You know, that is a struggle.
Yeah.
So, but then the other thing. See, but then how do you go to bed at 8? You know, I mean, that's one of those things like, yeah, okay, obviously that's easy to do,
but then,
which is really hard. I mean, it's hard. You know, you have so many distractions. Yeah. We live in a world, especially, you know, we're all very lucky to be in a pretty high, I mean, I know a lot of us probably don't think that way, but we all live in a pretty high social class, right? We have access to like insane entertainment.
Yes.
Insane kind of, you know, computers, internet, all this stuff. Food, there's just so much that we have access to.
Oh my God.
You know, that pretty much 99% of humans in history, probably more, I've never, couldn't even, it was probably part of fairy tale books.
Here's a word for you.
What, a box everything? Yes, yes.
What is Netflix?
That's what magic looks like. You know, so obviously, I mean, and the fact that the people who run these industries are smart. They know how to get you hooked.
That,
you know?
That's how they make money.
The people who run YouTube,
the
Instagram,
more time that you
they
spend.
Know how to make sure that you never leave. You know? So, so I couldn't consistently go to bed at 8. You know, I might have willpower for maybe one night, be like, nope, no movies, no this, no that, no whatever. And obviously, you know, that wasn't very consistent. I would go back to doing whatever. And so what I literally did, and this is where I'm going to say thank you to Apple. By Apple, I mean the company.
The fruit.
Yeah, I mean, the fruit is also great.
Yeah.
Is on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, they have the whole idea of screen time.
Yes.
Which is what parents do for their kids, right? That's how you make sure your child isn't watching weird stuff they shouldn't watch when they're 8.
Yeah,
or just playing video games all day.
Yeah.
But you know what? I use that thing like it's a religion.
There you go.
So first of all, so what are the things that...
And I can vouch for this because I have your password.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. I'll explain that in a minute. But what are the things that make me not want to go to bed at 8?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. How about the unlimited entertaining videos I can see on YouTube? Yeah.
That's one.
How about the crazy stuff you see on social media that you could just never stop scrolling?
Two right there.
How about TV?
Quality movies.
Yeah. How about texting people for however long?
Yeah.
Right, those are all pretty huge incentives not to go to bed. So on this, on my phone, I have the screen time thing. We're at 7 every single night. For me to access any of these applications, I need to put a password in. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, when I started off, I was like, you know what? I'll keep the password for myself.
Yeah.
And you know, when I see that, oh, your time limit has hit the end, I'll be like, you know what? They're right.
Yeah.
I'll put the phone away. I won't use the password.
Yeah.
Obviously, that didn't work.
Yeah.
So then I asked Constantine to create the password for me and never tell me what it is.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't.
Which I don't. Yeah, that's true.
And so now, literally, 7 comes around and there's nothing to do on my phone. There's literally nothing. If I want, I can scroll through pictures.
Yeah.
But I don't. Or if I want, I can... there's nothing to do.
And I think this is also...
I can't even text people.
This is interesting because I think this is also where we're a bit more different. Because I have a similar feature, but mine doesn't lock completely. And I found that for me, that works for me, right? As I only notice a problem, I will only see a problem for me. And that's important, right? You have to constantly be aware of what works and what doesn't. And Valentine, that works really well for him because you have you always told me you have like an addictive personality.
Oh, I have a hugely addictive, yeah.
Where like, you'll get onto something and then you'll just like latch onto it. Like there's nobody's business. I think I got fortunate. I know like I'm also nowhere is near perfect, but I found that also I don't have to go to bed as early.
Yeah, for some reason you can function on like consistently 5 hours of sleep, which I don't understand.
Well, I don't think it's consistently 5 hours, but it's definitely like I can I'm very aware of it. Like if I go to bed late one night, then the other night I know that okay, well, you know, you should compensate or take a nap or, you know, like be aware, go to bed a little earlier, right? So just be aware of that. And I think that I'm kind of building my intuition over that. Obviously, nowhere near perfect and still a lot to work on. But I think just having that, and that works for me, right? So, and that's just something that, and it's kind of like you at the end of the day, you're realizing that you're almost screwing yourself in some sense. Like, what benefit do I get by going to bed 3 hours to watch a movie that, you know, I'll forget in a month? Right. So you start to realize that, okay, well, what am I sacrificing here by going to bed? And obviously I think you have to prioritize, see what's important to you, what makes you happy. But, you know, understanding what kind of sleep you need, what gets you gets you moving, what do you prioritize, and make sure you spend your time on those things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so obviously that's the system that just worked for me.
Yeah.
Is creating an environment where it's very, where it's hard to fail.
Yeah.
You know, create an environment where, I mean, there are very few things that give me incentive to stay up after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing is that whole screen time, like that lock lasts all through the night until like 11 the next day, just because I know that at the beginning, I only had the lock for the night, right? Yeah. So it would help me get to bed. And that was like, okay, well, that's one problem solved. But then I would wake up the next day and it's like, oh, it's cold outside or I don't know, something.
And you just go on your
phone.
Then
I start going on my phone. Yeah. And next thing you know, I was doing something and it's like an hour or half an hour, you know? I mean, time really flies.
Yeah. Well, my phone doesn't have a permanent lock, so I can extend it. But I found that, you know, I'm really good with kind of staying off it, basically when I go to bed until, you know, the end of my morning routine. Because you kind of, and that's, I think, I know we're getting close to our time here, but I think one thing I want to say is the whole idea of that, having a morning routine kind of helps you not think almost. Because at some point you're just going through the motion, and there's an appeal to that, right? Mm-hmm. From 5 to...
Well, that's where, I guess, that's where consistency...
To 9:30. I think it's true. You know, humans like structure, right? We like a place where we're controlled. We feel like, you know, time isn't being wasted. You know, it's basically like Lego blocks, and start off with just running, right? I would run, and then that was it. I would take a shower, and then I'd start my day. And I realized, like, well, maybe running can be like a catalyst, can be a precursor for something else. So kind of, you start realizing, okay, well, the second I'm done my stretching, and then the second I do my hour of working on my side project, then the second I'm done, then that means I start piano, right? That's the catalyst for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of use a momentum, and then you kind of use it as much as you want, and then you end it wherever you want, and then you feel like you just that carries you through. A big part of it, and then by the end of it, you know, before you know it, you're done, and now you're ready to start your day. And I think that's obviously an amazing feeling that we can talk about. You know, the feeling of starting your day working, relatively in the morning, 9, you're more 11, but me it's around 9:30, and I feel like from 5 to 9, that was a productive chunk of time that. I was able to, you know, that was a part of my day that I was proud of that I know helped me.
That was actually a big motivator for me at the beginning of developing my routine.
Yeah.
Is I threw away every single day. Every day for me, you know, I might as well not even been awake.
Yeah.
Right? Because I did nothing productive that for me, for myself, you know, that actually helped me become happier, things like that. And so what I wanted to develop, I was like, okay, I want a consistent routine, something I do every day. Where even if I ruin my day, just like I always do, even if I throw it away,
and
I ruin it,
and I still do,
and
this.
I ruin the day, at least I can be like, but the fact that I did my morning routine means that I actually did gain something out of this day. So even if, I don't know, 10 hours of the day was useless.
And also, it all happened. That's, you know, that's
a part
important.
Of it still helped me get closer to, you know, I mean, the person I want to become, which is, obviously, I mean, the reason we want the routines is, you know, they say, I mean, it's not even they say, it's obvious. Something you do all the time, over and over again, you eventually become that, right? So if you constantly tell yourself in your head that you hate this person, but you don't really hate them.
Yeah.
But eventually, you will hate that person. You will find reasons to hate that person.
But
you know?
Something I love also, and one fun little thing I like to tell you, what you practice in private, you are rewarded in public, right? So whatever you do behind your closed doors is something that, and if you're able to do that consistently, you know, there's an intrinsic value to being able to doing one thing over and over again. You become good at that thing, right? That's, you know, fair to say. And so this is kind of the whole reason why I do it. Now we have this, right? And I, you know, I think we both acknowledge that it's going to change. You know, is it going to stay like this for the next 6 to next year? It was going to get longer, it's going to get shorter, right? I'm going to, you know, there's going to be some milestones going to be hit in my life, and how am I going to be able to pivot? Because I know that this will always be something that's very important. I like to hope so in my life, and I'm only going to use and get better at, but it's always an interesting thing. Well, how is this going to change? But, you know, I think as long as you're focusing on today and what if the routine that you're kind of using today, if that's helping with your goals that you have right now, and, you know, acknowledging they change, but that right now they're best suited for what you have in mind for yourself, then I think that's an amazing start. And just, you know, it's going to change, but that's the exciting part, right? Because then you're doing stuff about it, right? You're realizing that where it can improve, and then you're doing something about it, and that routine gives you kind of that framework, that kind of sandbox to kind of make sure that there's always something every day that you're working towards. Doesn't matter how bad it is. Doesn't matter if it's a rest day. Doesn't matter if you're just enjoying, you're, it's a, you know, letting your hair down. you're always working. You're always putting the time in to become somebody better, somebody that you want to become in the hopefully near future.
But I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're all very simple people. Yeah. I think it's pretty simple. You know, I just want to be happy.
Yeah.
That's really it. I want to live a life that I'm happy to live. You know, I want to be a person that I'm happy. You know, I have to spend my life with me. I'm with me all the time.
That's a great point.
24/7. I can't leave me. I would like to like me.
Yeah.
I would like to enjoy being in my own company. Yeah. Right? I would like to, I mean, that's, it really comes down. I want to live a life where I'm happy. And for me, I know that being lazy, and again, I'm talking just personally.
Yeah.
Being lazy, not doing your responsibilities, not doing the things you know you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, making that phone call you don't want to make, or applying, you know, going out and applying for the jobs you don't want to be applying, or pushing yourself in positions that scare you. You know, the things that everyone knows there are things that they have to do.
Yeah.
But not doing them usually makes us very unhappy, you know, because we make life so much harder for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, all I want is to be happy. And I'm hoping, God, you know, I mean, if this isn't the case, then I don't even know what I'm going to do. But I'm really hoping that, well, if I can have a good part of my day, you know, a good portion of my day dedicated towards just doing things, you know, not sitting there doing nothing. It's doing things that I have to do, you know, and it's little things, you know, so
yeah.
That means doing the laundry.
Yeah.
That means, you know.
For me, I know for the longest time, my mom and I think, you know, this is, she always would tell me that I do, and still, you know, I'm not, Jesus, this is something where I can improve it, is my contribution to the household, right? We're a family of six, four brothers. Obviously, that there's a lot that needs to be done around the house, and you can't depend on one person. It has to be a team effort. Everybody has to do their part, or else it becomes ridiculous for one person to handle. So I think we kind of develop.
And it doesn't make you happy. I don't want to be in a family where I don't do anything.
Well, exactly, right? So this
makes me unhappy.
And so recently, I think like over maybe a few months now, maybe just over a month. Now I kind of took it upon myself to, in my morning routine that's constantly changing, I made sure that at the end of it, I would go downstairs and clean the kitchen.
Just right. Make sure it's just nice and clean.
Make sure
whenever someone comes down, it's always a clean kitchen.
And so now that's something that's very new, because that never, you know, it's like, and so making sure that now it's something that I know I'm doing towards the family that I'm doing every day. You know, so there's different fields in your life, different dimensions, whether it's family, relationships, you know, work, career, you know, just what hobbies. And you can kind of play around with that and see, okay, well, what are those things and how can I contribute those dimensions in my life? Your soul, right? Meditation. Where can I, what little things can I do? Even if it's just 5 minutes every day to feed, you know, those important dimensions of, you know, your human being, right? Your mm-hmm. your human person. And it's important to address those things and constantly think of, okay, what can be better? What can be done? Yeah. What do I need to address?
And so obviously we're not saying, you know, I mean, for me, drawing, playing the piano, things like that, you know, those aren't the things that for the majority of people are going to make you happy. You know, I don't think,
yeah.
But for me, I think a big reason was these were things I've been wanting to do for such a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously I think you put in whatever, a different activity that applies to you. But for me, for such a long time in my life, I always, you know, I would love to be able to sit down at a piano and play a nice piece,
I'd
love to be able to see something beautiful and be able to draw it. And I've been wanting to do that for such a long time, but my personality was that I didn't do anything new. Mm-hmm. So if something new happened, I wouldn't do it. I didn't have the discipline to stick to it. I might try to draw a bit for a week and then I wouldn't really do improvements and then I would stop. So,
and you're so talented too. It's like,
thank you. But the idea is I want to become the person that when there's something I want to do, and that's what these habits are really coming down to. When I discover something I want to do. Oh, I want to learn about this. I know I have the ability,
the tools,
or the structure to actually do that.
Yeah.
So I don't go through life, you know, going like, oh, wow, look at all the things I could have done, but yeah. I never really knew how. You know, I never knew how to start. Whereas now it's like, well, if let's say tomorrow, I see someone, I don't know, play the harp. I don't play the harp. But let's say someone play the harp and I fall in love with it. I would hate to be in a position where I feel so much longing to play the harp, but I don't know how. And I never do.
Don't know where to start.
Whereas yeah. now I feel like because I, you know, do these habits every day.
You have an idea.
I feel like, okay, well, I see the harp. I love it. I want to do it. Well, actually, I think I can. I can develop a system yeah. that starts small, starts maybe 10 minutes a day. Just like my drawing. It's just 15 minutes a day.
You've done this before.
But you know what? And that will make me so much happier because now I don't feel like I'm letting life go by. And obviously, we're not being super aggressive about it. You know, we're not seeing the harp and then, oh my God, 8 hours. But at least you're more of a conscious part, you know.
Yeah.
You're more of a conscious creator in your life. Things aren't just happening to you. You see things you want to do and you have the capabilities or the knowledge to actually start stepping in that direction. And yeah. I think at the end of the day, if you have the ability to step towards the direction you want to go to, I mean, it's an incredible thing to have.
And I think we just passed the hour mark now. I think that's a nice place to kind of end it. Well, I think at the end of the day, it's just try. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like we said before, I mean, I'm literally like half the time during this time, I was literally thinking about the projects I have to do in a few days. And I, you know, I'll be honest, I'm doing all these things, right? Yeah. You would think I'm on top of things, doing all the things. You think I'm disciplined, and I honestly don't know how I'm gonna.
But it's okay. That's, you know, it's important to know, you know? That, you know, so, everybody's,
but, we're on, but the that, same boat. But the reality is, you just
you'll get it.
No one really cares. You just gotta do it.
You just gotta do it, and you will.
So you just gotta try your best.
You don't have to worry about it. You know, we'll all figure it out. Know that, you know, it's a journey, and as long as you're trying your best and you're learning and you're constantly, you know, trying to improve yourself, be better, then I think that's the best we can hope for.
All right, well,
that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We hope we hope that us sharing some of this was helpful to you in some way.
Hope you enjoyed this. Do we have the Instagram page up?
Yeah, actually, we do have an Instagram page now.
So what is it called?
It's called The Ultra Bros. Perfect. So exactly how you think it would be written. Awesome. The Ultra Bros.
So if you have any questions or if you want, we'd love to hear your feedback.
Again, I mean, the sooner we can get some people to talk to, the better.
Yeah, let us know what you think of the show. Love to hear what you like, what you don't like, even if you like the name of it. Love to hear feedback.
Well, we do like the name. I like the name.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I'm Constantine,
and I'm Valentin, and I just to say at the end, thank you, Radio Laurier.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an awesome opportunity.
I was just thinking, you know, how wonderful is it that we get to learn through this, you know, learn how to talk on a radio show. True. And that's all because of Radio Laurier.
Yeah. So
thank you. Thank you, everyone there that's letting us do this and, you know, be on this journey, learn these lessons. So, and again, thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you next week.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the conversation, bro.
Thank you, bro. Have a great week and
have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. We hope you can do your best and maybe have things be a little bit better.
Awesome.
All right. See ya.
Bye.